Good morning and welcome to today's edition of An Art Side Today. I'm John Healy and I'll be with you till around 1 o'clock today. And on the line I have Tony McCullough, who is group editor with An Art Side People. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, John.
Thanks very much for taking the call. It's hard to believe it, but 30 years in business.
Yeah, well, I suppose when you look at some of the regional newspapers around the country, they'd be, they were founded at the end of the famine. So, if you look at it in that context, we're actually quite young. But I think for a newspaper to survive in the Dublin market for 30 years, I think is an achievement in itself, particularly in this digital age. But yeah, we're delighted, to reach this milestone. And where celebrations are underway this week here.
Yeah, and you have a huge readership, I'd imagine, because it's available practically everywhere.
Well, it is. We have three editions of the paper. We've two Northside People editions, an East and a West edition. And then we also have a sister paper on the south side. So we print between all three of them 120,000 copies a week. And we have market research carried out every year to underpin the circulation figures. So our weekly readership is 329,000 readers per week in Dublin, which is great. It's great to see that, and it's obviously because we're advertising driven in terms of our revenues, it gives great comfort to our advertisers to see that as well, and it underpins their confidence in the product, and that's what it's about. If people didn't get a response to taking ads out in the paper, we wouldn't exist. That's the model. And in some ways, I think free newspapers like ourselves that have a very high circulation have a stronger chance of survival than a lot of the traditional printed papers, because people are buying less and less newspapers, and that's the situation throughout the country, where there would be a strong loyalty to local titles. So I think, I think that has been the key, and I think a lot of newspapers further on down the road to try and survive will probably go down the free model. And it's something that it seems to have worked very, very well for us. And, 30 years later, we're still going. It has been difficult at times and very, very challenging, particularly during the recession where advertising took a major dip. But we've held on. We've got a great team of people here. And, we've managed to keep the show on the road.
Yeah, and just looking at this week's edition here, and a lot of the local politicians are sending in their best wishes.
Well, I think the relationship with local politicians has been quite important for them and for us. When I look back, I'm actually with the paper since 1989, so I can't quite claim to have been there the full 30 years, but I'm certainly there 28 of them. And when I look back, we've had some great relationships with local councillors, local TDs, ministers over the years, who have been a pretty important source of news to us. And in terms of them getting their profile raised locally, we've been a very important vehicle for them. I remember my very, very first day working at Northside People in January 1989. One of the first people I dealt with was Finian McGrath, who's now Minister for Disabilities. But back then, he wasn't even a councillor. I think he was working for the Northside. He was a board member of the Northside Centre for the Unemployed, and he was a member of the Northside Traveller Support Group. And I think it was in that context I was dealing with him. So a lot of people over the years I would have dealt with as initially as community activists, and then later on they would have become candidates for local councils and Dublin City Council or Fingal County Council, and then elevated all the way up to the Dáil and up to ministerial status. So we've been with them, I suppose, for the full journey as well. A lot of TDs may have lost their seats over the years and regained them, and such as Sean Haughey. Sean Haughey is back. Back in the Dáil now again, and I think Sean has an ad congratulating us in the current edition, as has Finian McGrath. So, people often criticise their, you know, politicians, but certainly as a source of local news, they're quite important. It doesn't mean that they're beyond criticism, and you know, there have been times where politicians have been criticised in the paper over the years, and you know, that's just part of the cut and thrust of politics. But certainly, you know, we've got a very enjoyed a very strong working relationship with many Northside public representatives over the years.
Yes, and you cover local events and local stories, and I must confess I saw some of my interviews from the Northside people, and
oh great, well we're glad to hear that. You guys are, you know, you're important local media as well for people, and you're doing similar work to what we are in terms of covering stories that wouldn't necessarily get any coverage in the national media. And I think that's where, you know, radio stations like yourselves come in, and local newspapers, that we give a voice to local communities that wouldn't otherwise have access, you know, to media. And sometimes people say, what sets you guys apart from, you know, the national press? And I often say that something that would only merit maybe a couple of lines in a national newspaper, or not at all, may well be a lead story for us, you know, because local is the most important thing. And that's, I think that's the strength of the product.
It is, yeah, that's great. And it's also very fulfilling when, say, a local organisation makes contact and wants you to cover something, and you can be a help there. And I'm sure the same thing. Yeah, the same happens with
you. Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, apart from covering local news, I think over the years we've tried to help people, I'm sure like you guys have, who have, you know, local causes, or maybe, you know, tragedies, or, you know, people with disabilities who are trying to fundraise for particular issues. And we've tried to give these people a voice and a means to try and publicise fundraising activities over the years and try and help them. And I think that's a very, very big part of what we do. Quite often you'll see that there are a lot of human interest stories in the papers, some of them, you know, quite harrowing to read, and others quite positive, you know. People have overcome major obstacles in their life, and it's always great to be able to report on those stories as well.
Yes, and I remember a story, you probably remembered yourself, a man's son contacted you and contacted ourselves, and he was looking for the council to do up the house so his father could get around it. He was after being in an accident, and I think he lost the use of his legs. And I think between the two of us, I got an email from the son, Johnny I think was his name, and saying that the council had actually done up the house, and it's great to hear stories
great.
Like that.
It is great to do that. And sometimes I think, you know, when an organisation like a local newspaper or radio station gets in touch with the local council, and you know, I'm not saying that we're that influential, but sometimes it certainly helps if a newspaper gets on and says, what about these people, they're on the homeless list, or what about such and such a family, they've been living, they're homeless, they're living in a car, and all of these, you know, terrible human tragedies that you hear about all the time. And I think sometimes it does bring a little bit of pressure on local authorities or on politicians to act if they know that the situation is going to be highlighted.
Yes, and there was also a recent one that you covered, and we covered ourselves as well. It was a good news story. It was a Glen Boxing Club didn't have a premises, and with the help of Madeline Ebbs from DCC North and ourselves, they got a premises across from Northside Shopping Centre. Do you remember that one?
I do. I wasn't involved in that story myself, but I do recall seeing it. And look, it's always great, and I think it's also great to give credit where it's due, and that you can sometimes follow up on a good news story and say, you know, Dublin City Council have been praised for coming to the aid of a local family, and it's nice to be able to give the good publicity back as well. So it certainly goes both ways, and it's something that we try to do when possible.
Yes, you mentioned mainstream media there a bit, and a lot of the news that mainstream deal with is bad news, and negative stories of about certain areas, and we're in a position where we can, as you said, show the good side of things.
Well, exactly. There would be a lot of communities within our circulation area that would have received very bad press over the decades, going right back to when we started, back to the 80s. Areas for, I'm not singling anyone out, well, I'm not trying to single anyone, but if you look at areas like Derrindale or Finglas that didn't necessarily get a lot of good press, when you lift the bonnets in those communities and you see the incredible work that's going on at voluntary level or with sports organisations or with people trying to keep teenagers on track, and all the brilliant work that's going on that doesn't get the recognition without the likes of Near FM or, you know, Northside People or even more local publications than ours within the community. There's an incredible amount of work going on, and places like Finglas have incredible community spirit. The same with Ballymun. Like Ballymun, I suppose when we started, there would have been a lot of social problems there, a lot of antisocial problems associated with, you know, with the Ballymun flats. And we've, I suppose, been there for all of that journey. People in the area trying to help each other, giving sports clubs publicity, local community activists, and we were right there, right down to the demolition of the flats and the regeneration of the area, and how, you know, Ballymun has kind of rebuilt its reputation. And there's still problems. All areas in any major city have problems, and but we try and promote the positive as well. And I think Ballymun is a prime example of an area that is trying to rebuild itself.
Yes, and what you say is very, very true. I deal with all those areas myself. And the people that you mentioned, the people that are training, running football clubs, boxing clubs, etc., they're all volunteers, and they're fantastic people, and it is great to give them a shout. Now,
definitely.
I mean, I know you weren't there 30 years ago. You're too young to be there 30 years ago, but the first Northside People, I'm just looking at it here, you reviewed a book, The Commitments.
That's right. I think The Commitments features in the very first edition. I think as part of looking back on our anniversary, we took a look at the first edition, and it was very, very interesting to see that we reckon it was the first ever review of The Commitments. And at the time, Roddy Doyle was still teaching in Greendale Community School. And there was no talk of a film at the time or anything like that. To the best of my knowledge, it was early days. It was 1987, the first of the Barrytown trilogy. And it was very, very interesting to read that review. And we actually republished it online in recent months, and I got a very, very good reaction. But it's interesting to see that. And even in the first edition, like Beaumont Hospital, which is now, you know, such a part of Dublin, hadn't even opened. It was due to open that November. So it really is a great snapshot of time and place.
Yeah, it is, yeah, 30 years ago. And Tim O'Brien, he was doing a video scene column and looking at the films there, National Lampoon's European Vacation, which Ruthless People, all very funny films.
Yeah, I think Danny DeVito was in that, and Bette Midler, if I'd have recollections of it myself. But they were reviewed by Tim O'Brien, who was the first editor of Northside People. And he is now a journalist, a long-standing journalist with the Irish Times. So Tim reviewed that. He had a video column in the paper.
Yes, and I'm just reading here, it was formed by ex-employees of different Dublin newspapers.
The Irish Press owned, free newspapers in the mid 80s. One of them would have been Southside, and they had a Northside title as well. It wasn't Northside People, it was just known as Northside, and then there was Southside as well. And I think in late 86 or early 87, the company put the Dublin newspapers into liquidation. Obviously, this predates the Irish Press's own downfall by a number of years, but That company was put into liquidation. So a lot of people who had been involved with Southside and Northside got together and decided that they would try and keep the show on the road by forming, I suppose, their own newspaper from the ashes of it. And that's how Northside People came about. It was formed by Robin and Sylvia Webb in 1987. And, you know, they would have had, I suppose, you know, a certain amount of clients they would have been familiar with, advertisers from the previous titles who they persuaded to come on board. And, you know, it's incredible, like, some of the advertisers who were in that first edition. I'm looking at Davies, for example. I'm not trying to give them a gratuitous plug or anything, but they're on the front page of the first edition, and they have been on the front page of every single edition of the paper since. They've never missed. They've never missed an edition of the paper in 30 years, and I think it's only fair to give them a little bit of a shout out today, because you know, loyalty goes both ways, and we're very, very grateful to the businesses, the local businesses that have stood with us over the years and have helped us keep the business going.
Yeah. And the rest is history, as they say. It's a great success story, and unfortunately, the time has beaten us. We'll talk again, Tony.
Hope so, John.
And I'll contact you after the show. Maybe we'll get a regular slot going. We'll talk about that. We'll discuss that.
Thanks, John.
Thank you very much, Tony. Been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.